This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning, hour number two already. All right, let's hop down to Port O'Connor right down the coast and check in with Captain Lynn Smith, see whether he's in George West or Port O'Connor. Lynn, good morning. What's up?
Well, I've been loading my truck for 3 days.
3 days? Hey, isn't it something when you're going to hunt, man, you got to take everything.
I'm telling you, man. I wasn't going to take my Mr. Buddy heater, but after looking at the weather report, heck, I'm going to take my heater. It's going to be like 38 one morning.
Tuesday morning, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, shoot, I tell you what, it doesn't hurt to put that heater in the blind and take that chill out of the air, I guarantee
you. Oh, heater buddy, man. Wonder how many millions of those things have been sold to deer hunters over the years.
Oh, my goodness. Man, I tell you what, I've made believers out of people with that heater, I guarantee you.
You know, and then there's times it's hard to find those little bottles of propane that screw into them. That's when I bought one of those refills that you can go off of, you know, a 5 gallon tank and then refill them that way. It may not be the safest thing to do, but it works.
It works. Yeah, if you take those bottles and put them in an igloo and cool them down, you know, they'll fill up more.
They'll
take a lot more
like
propane.
Filling up oxygen tanks for divers.
That's right, same deal. One of the guys that has the lease on the other side of the ranch, that's what they do. They fill them up like that. they keep refilling them.
Just make sure they're good, decent, in good shape bottles and not all rusty looking and everything. I wouldn't refill one of those.
Right. Yeah, I made a believer out of them over there. Not one of them had one of those heaters. And I came over there to help them one time. I was guiding for them, and man, it was a real cold day, and I had the only heater. Boy, everybody liked to froze, and this hunter that I had, he said my guide had a heater. Boy, and they all looked at me and they said, you did? I said, yeah. I said, my mama didn't raise a fool.
Right.
I said, yeah. Well, boy, the next weekend I went over to help him, and I drove up there, and there was one of those heaters sitting on a table. And the guy that had the lease, he walked out of the trailer. And I said, hey, John, I see you got one of those heaters. He said, no, I didn't. I said, yeah, you did. There's a heater sitting there. He said, no, I didn't get one. I got five of them. He bought five of them.
Dang.
For the ranch. And those guys wouldn't leave the ranch house without a heater, I guarantee you.
Once you like to freeze, buddy.
Oh, man, once you freeze, there's nothing worse than being cold sitting in a deer stand, I guarantee you.
Well,
man,
yeah. I've sat in them when it's 95 degrees outside, and that's not too comfortable either.
No, it's not.
But I'll take the heat over the cold any day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was sitting in a stand one time, and it was so cold that the windows were frozen shut. You know, you'd have to wait for the sun to come up.
That's not good.
No, And I had this hunter from Oklahoma. He was an old man out of Oklahoma. And man, he was complaining about how cold it was. And I said, you want me to turn the heater on? He said, you got a heater? I went, yeah. He went, well, heck yeah, I'll turn it on.
What are you waiting on, okay, man? What's the deal?
Yeah. So when we got back to the ranch house, you know, we'd been all warm and toasty sitting in that blind, and everybody was complaining about how cold it was. He said, man, my guy had a heater. Boy, and they right. all looked at me. Yeah. You got a heater? I said, yeah. Heck yeah. Boy, we had a good warm, toasty blind all morning. Yeah, it makes a world of difference. It really
and
does.
I was hunting one of Blaine's blinds over at Nava North, this one ranch he has, and this blind had, I get in it and I'm going, well, what are these holes in the walls? And it was woodpecker holes.
Oh, man.
And then you'd see there was little square blocks of plywood cut and put over holes where Craig had screwed them in there repairing to keep the woodpeckers out of it. Well, right in the middle of my hunt, man, I got deer out everywhere, and I had a woodpecker come in one of those holes, and he's flying all around the blind, and it sounds so loud, you know, when you're trying to be quiet hunting. It didn't bother the deer. Well, I finally caught that woodpecker, opened the door, slung him out. Well, here he come again. It wasn't 5 minutes later, and he came in the same hole. So I stuffed there was a Ziploc bag in the floor somebody had left in there, so I just wadded up and stuffed it in that hole. Then he came in the hole behind me. I didn't even know there was one behind me. I liked it. I spent all morning during the hunt throwing a woodpecker out of the blind. He was cold. He wanted in there, man. It was a cold morning.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Oh, I don't blame him. Don't
woodpecker.
Blame him.
They're nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, we had one blind. One of the chairs in there was one of these old office chairs. It was a high back office chair, and
right.
I noticed it had a hole in the back of the chair.
Uh-oh.
And so this one of the guys that the office manager, I mean the ranch manager, he said he was sitting in there one morning. You know, it was still dark. It was just getting daylight, and he said he felt something on his shoulder, and he kind of turned his head and he looked, and there was a mouse sitting on his shoulder. Yeah. Came out of that chair.
He didn't have a mouse in his pocket. He had a mouse on his shoulder. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see it all, boy. I guarantee you. Well, I'm looking forward to getting down there because those bucks ought to be running some does now.
Man, it's that getting time close of the year. You know, your area, it's getting close. Now, Blaine,
yeah.
I talked to him yesterday, and their hunts had slowed up. You know, they were just seeing young bucks, no mature bucks or anything. He had 3/4 of an inch of rain yesterday morning early. You know, when all that rain was coming down the coast, it was coming through him before it hit the coastline. And
right.
He had the best hunt, he said, I think I've ever had on any of my ranches. I think he had 7 shooter bucks out at one time, and, you know, shooters for customers, you know, he wouldn't have shot
right.
them, but he was just making this hunt. I think he had a total of 70 deer at one time out, does and bucks, and 7 shooter bucks.
Man.
Said, man, that weather changed. They came out of the woodwork, man.
Oh, boy.
Just like fish. You know, if this time of year, these fish – you know, you kind of get in that lull where the bites, it's just okay. And then, boy, you get a weather change and the fish go nuts.
Yeah, I saw a buddy of mine. I ran into a buddy of mine yesterday at the store here. And he said he saw a big buck right outside of town here chasing a doe. And so he called the game warden. He said, hey, you better get down here and get out there because somebody's going to shoot that deer off the road because he's running a doe back and forth across the highway, and he's a big buck. So
somebody's going to shoot him or run over him.
That's right. You better keep an eye on that deer because he was a big one. So, yeah, he had one thing on his mind, you know, and that was it. And, boy, he was after that doe.
Closing
so,
time.
You know, that this you know, 1st of December, they're rutting here.
Yeah.
They're definitely getting after it here. So down there in George West, those young bucks ought to be chasing does. They ought to be getting after them. you know, a couple of weeks ago, they weren't. But they ought to be after them now. But middle of December, December 15th is kind of the main rut down there. That's when the big boys start really getting after them.
You know, and you know, I have to drive through George West on the way to Hebronville and going down 59, and that's amazing. It's really not that far geographically, no. But it's so much different on the rut times. Isn't that crazy?
It is. Yeah, it really is. It's like I told you, you know, first time I ever hunted down south, I hunted in Raymondville, out of Raymondville, and I thought, man, I got up that first morning, and they put me in a stand, and his buddy of mine did, and I got daylight, and I looked around, and I went, man, how does the deer survive in this country? I mean, you know, it just looked at that brush, and the first buck that stepped out in that Sendero, I went, oh my goodness, look at the size of this deer.
Look at this.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Wayne said somebody shot an old mature 6-point the other day, and it weighed almost 200 pounds.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, that 6-point you killed was a heifer.
Yeah, he didn't weigh that much, but his horns did. That was there's no way I would have passed on that deer. No way.
Oh, he looked like a big body. Looked like a big body deer, though.
Yeah, it was buck 70, buck, you know, 80 maybe, I don't know. But
yeah.
I wasn't looking at that body, well, except for when I pulled the trigger. But I was looking at those horns, buddy. Man, that
oh, he was a good one. Yeah.
I killed that deer on December the 1st.
Uh-huh.
And it was cold that morning. It was 28 degrees in South Texas. That's unheard of that early in the year.
Oh,
it
is.
It was a crisp morning. Not a breath of wind, though. It was perfect deer hunting morning. Clear sky.
Oh, my goodness.
And he came out early. You know, all the bucks were down back to the west on those Senderos, and the blind I was hunting has about 8 Senderos on it. It's like a wagon wheel, man. I mean, you got plenty of lanes. It keeps you busy. It makes for a good hunt because you're on the swivel, you know. And Terry and I were hunting together. It was a double blind, and Terry looked down there, and he said, man, that looks like a buck walked out. Look at the size of the body on that, and you can barely see. And he had some good Leica binoculars with a rangefinder in them, those high-dollar ones. Mm-hmm. He said, my God, get the gun out of the window. It's the biggest 6-point I've ever seen in my life. And I'm looking through my binoculars, and I'm going, it looks wide, but I can't tell how many points it is. He said, trust me, it's a 6-point. Put the gun out the window and lay him down right now, or he's going to walk off. I'm glad I did now. I was going to wait for it to get a little bit lighter. But I could see him with a naked eye. I just couldn't see the horns that good because it was so, you know, still so dark. That was pretty good morning there. And that was, you know, one of the rare times I went down there early in the year.
Huh. Meant, oh, man, to be. I told you about that.
Meant to be.
I told you about that 4-point. I had that kid in the stand with me, and I had that big 4-point come running out chasing a doe. And nobody on the ranch had ever seen that deer. Nobody's seen him. They didn't see him on a trail camera. They didn't see him anywhere. And that buck, he was a big, mature deer. I mean, that deer, you know, was probably 8 years old, maybe older. And he came running out after a doe like crazy. And he was an honest 4-point. I mean, he had no broken tines, nothing. And he scored 107.8.
That's nasty. That's unbelievable.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, crazy. But no, I had him on the game hauler, and I came rolling up to the camp, and there was the guys were all standing around kind of waiting for me, and because I told them on the radio, I told them I had a 4-pointer, and it got real quiet, and the ranch manager said, a 4-point? He said, really?
Yeah, boss. Yeah. I got a button buck in the back too.
Yeah,
you know, he that's said, what they're thinking. Going a 4-point? Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. And I said, he said, legal or whatever. And I said, I'll let you be the judge. And when I rolled up there with that buck, their mouths fell open. I mean, fell open. And I don't remember what he weighed. I mean, this buck was big, big body deer. But good grief, what a deer.
But the fact that nobody on six, the man, Blaine called me, goes, did you just shoot over there? I said, yeah. He said, what'd you shoot? I said, a six pointer. He said, what? Yeah. I said, yeah, you might want to come right now. The hunt's over. You might want to come. You want to see this.
Oh, yeah.
He liked it. Yeah. Come unglued when he saw that big old thing laying there.
I bet. Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
That's a pretty. I like deer like that are just unusual, you know. Not typical.
You know, just over 20 inches wide different. Inside, main beams are, 27 and 3/4 inches long. And just.
Oh, yeah.
But it had weak brow tines. Man, if he'd had just some good brows, that he would have gone over 140.
Oh, my goodness.
For a six.
Oh, yeah.
Let me knock this break out, Lynn. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me.
All right, man.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:20 already in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we are back. 5:20.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I was sitting there thinking about that big buck I saw a couple of weeks ago. But, a lot of people don't realize it. A lot of these big deer, you don't get them on the trail cameras,
Right.
These big deer, some of these big ones, they'll never see them on a trail camera. And the only time those deer come out, they're not interested in going in those feed pens.
Yeah.
The only time they come out, they're going after those does. That's it. And people set those trail cameras up at the feed pens. Personally, I understand putting that camera up right there at that feed pen. You're taking pictures of the deer going in and out of the feed pens and all that.
Right.
Granted, where that buck was, the one that I saw, he came out typically where the big deer came out at this particular stand. They need a trail camera there if they want to see big deer, because that particular stand, I've hunted that particular stand for years. I've been guiding on that ranch over 20 years, and I know where those big deer come from on that particular stand. If I'd put a trail camera down there, I know where
those
big deer came.
Man, they're creatures of habit, just like coyotes, dogs, any animal. They always use the same trails, come out in the same area every time. They're so territorial, you know.
Yes, sir. And, I mean, I saw the eyes on that deer when he came out of the brush. And, I mean, when he looked down that sendera and saw that stand, his eyes got big, and he turned around and left.
He knew you were in there.
Yep, he knew we were in there. And I carry extra curtains and stuff, you know, camouflage curtains and stuff in my backpack. And I black out those windows. I mean, you can't see any movement or anything in the stands. I mean, I make sure of that. And I guarantee we weren't moving at all. I was looking through my spotting scope at him, and I got a good look at him.
Right.
And I could tell he knew we were in that stand.
He went on the defensive mode right off the bat when he looked down there.
He did. Boy, I mean, he wheeled around, and he wanted out of there.
Amazing.
Man, oh man, what a deer.
Amazing.
Oh,
they're
it is.
Smart, man. Those bigger deer are smart.
They are smart. They didn't get big by being stupid, you know.
You know, I like the old blinds with the, you know, the push out with a string on them, and you hook it on a screw, and where you can just barely crack the windows open at the bottom, and you just bend down and play peekaboo with those deer instead of, you know. And we, you know, you see that a lot of times. You put somebody in a stand and they open all the windows up, wide open.
Oh,
and
I know.
You can see all the way through from the front to the back, down the sides. I mean, they'll silhouette you through there. They can see your head move and they're gone.
Oh, I know.
If you're going to, you know, if you got an idea, there's a couple of lanes that have where the bucks usually come out at. Well, then don't open the windows behind you so they can see through that front window and see you with the lightness in the back window. Just, you know, just open a one or
that's
two
right.
at a time.
Well, I carry extra, like curtains, you know, just camouflage stuff.
Blame
and
him.
I mean, as soon as
for
I
those
get,
that have the glass like you're talking about, that's what he does. He has them hanging down over there, and then if you want to make a shot, you just lift it up and hook it where you can get your gun out the window.
Yeah, I do that too, because a lot of these stands, I mean, if you don't have those windows, some of those windows blacked out, you're just wasting your time. I mean, because those deer can see any kind of movement or anything. You know, well, I tell you, they know. But some of these stands, I'll definitely black out the windows behind me, because I don't want to show any movement at all. And boy, those some of these deer step out and they just stare at that stand. They want to see any kind of movement. You know, they see any movement, they're gone.
Man.
Yeah, but man, oh man. Boy, I'm looking forward to getting down there. I am.
It won't be long.
And,
I'll be making my run.
Yeah.
Come on, Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. You spend a week down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my big Christmas and birthday vacation every year.
Oh, man.
Been doing a long time, brother. Long time.
Oh, God. Oh,
hopefully,
man.
I hit the rut perfect this year. But, man, it just gets later and later every year. I'm there right at the beginning of it now, you know.
Hmm.
And it's
well, if you get some weather.
Better than others.
Yeah, if you get the weather come in early.
True.
Now,
if you get it real cold and nasty for a few days, then it'll set it off pretty good.
Yeah, kick it off early. Yeah, I've told you before, I was down there in George West one time. We were waiting on customers that were coming in, and they were going to come in to the ranch the next day. But we had a front coming, and so I just went and sat in this one stand, what we call number one, and sit in that stand. You can look down like five senderos from that stand. You can look five different directions. And I was sitting in that stand that afternoon, and the norther was coming. And I was just sitting there just looking, you know, just kind of scouting. And that norther hit, and it was like you flipped a switch. There were bucks chasing does across those senderos, and every sendero, as soon as that norther hit.
Right.
And I called the ranch manager, and I said, man, you're not going to believe this. I said, man, I'm looking at bucks chasing does across every sendero. I mean, it's like you flipped a switch. I mean, it's on. It is on. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, when the rut gets on like that, I like hunting like a blind, you know, that has senderos with some cover, but you got some pasture area and where you can see more rutting activity. That's like that one blind Blaine has at Beto's ranch, the one they call Beto's, the heifer pasture. Oh my gosh, I've had so many unbelievable hunts in that blind. And they call it the heifer pasture. It's got some motts in it and some lanes and cover for the deer, you know, to step out in. But when they get to running those does good, you can see which way they go. When they run them into cover, they'll come out, and you'll have like a pasture area and then another area of cover, and you can keep an eye on them. Because, you know, that doe, she's hungry. That's why she came there to start with. She wants some corn. He'd been running her all night, and that's if you got the food and the does are hungry, the bucks are going to stay with them. And you can see them. Yep. They'll hide in the brush, and they'll just sit there and watch that doe eat corn. They're not even thinking about food. They're thinking about one thing.
I love it, boy. Yeah, you can see them. Boy, they just stand there watching her, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you go, you just know he's coming out sooner or later.
Yeah, I love it when a single doe walks out with no fawns on her. She starts eating. She turns around and looks back in the brush from the direction she came. You know there's a buck in there. And sooner or later, if she'll move off and go the other way, he'll come out. You better be ready if he's a shooter. Better be ready because he's not going to stick around long. He's on that doe.
No. Man. Yeah. Yeah, she keeps looking back. You go, he's in there. Yeah.
She's got a boyfriend.
She
doesn't want him, but he wants her.
Oh, I love it, boy. But you're right. I mean, they don't stick around, but they come out of that brush with a nose to the ground, running out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, howdy.
It's fun, and that's why we do it. It's not about the killing. I mean, it is if you can really get you a nice trophy buck and all that, but it's about the hunt. I mean, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's different than fishing. Fishing, we're about the catching, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to look at them. We want to catch them, man.
That's it. Yeah, we're after that 30-inch plus. Yeah, that's,
and all the other good stuff you get to see, you know, bobcats and coyotes, and if you're lucky, you'll see a mountain lion, and all the different birds this time of year that have migrated south.
Yeah.
A lot to it.
Heck, I was coming back down the intercoastal one day from fishing, and I had a guy sitting next to me, you know, on the leaning post, and had two guys in front, and I looked over. I was looking over on the ranch here, and first I thought it was a deer, and I'm staring, and all of a sudden, the guy in front stood up, and he said, "I think that's a mountain lion." And I said, "It is a mountain lion," and it was a mountain lion had his head down eating something, about probably 30 yards off the intercoastal, and he was eating something, and I slowed down, and that mountain lion never raised his head. He just kept eating something.
Huh.
But he was a pretty good size one. Yeah. No, we've got them down here quite a bit.
Yeah, that's they just never give you the time to get a shot off. They're quick.
No.
I mean, they don't stick around.
They'll
look down at Sendera and dart across, and they're gone. You know, bobcat walk around, be kind of curious, but a big long tail cat, they don't stick around.
No. I was sitting in a blind sky.
Unless you got a live chicken out there on a trot line string or something. That's what somebody ought to do is bait up a live chicken or something.
Oh, my goodness.
I was sitting in a blind with a bell around his neck, you know, kind of like that movie.
Yeah.
Remember Ghost in the Darkness, that true story about those lions that are.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Did you ever see that movie? That was pretty awesome. Val Kilmer?
Yes.
That was a good show. True story, too.
Oh my goodness.
They hunted men.
They did
for sport. They didn't even eat them. They just, you know, licked the skin off of them for the blood. But
oh my goodness!
Drug them to a cave, and that was their trophy cave, kind of like us hanging deer up on a living room wall.
Good grief!
Bad lines. All right, let me take another break. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me.
All right, man.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, regulators, diffusers. You need more info, call Jason Cogburn, 281-701-8107. And when you're at Boyd's, seafood is the name of the game. If you're looking for wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught shrimp. Whether you're looking for the big 9-12 counts, the 16-18s, they have them. And their Cajun Grill next door, oh, man, they put out some really good food there. Shrimp baskets, shrimp poor boys, you name it. It's on the menu, and it's really good food at great prices. And their food truck over in Santa Fe, same thing. Call them 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we're back. I got a text from a listener during the show. He said, good morning, captains. We've had axes show up on our place, and they seem to be displacing the whitetail. Have you seen this before or had a problem with this? It looks like a small herd, maybe 9 or 10, so we're going to start taking them out. So.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. But, they'll eat you out of house and home, especially if you got protein.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that.
Plus, there's no limit on them. Shoot them. That's good food, everybody.
Right.
A lot better, meat than a whitetail.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you better know it. My, I had a neighbor had bought the house next door to me here in Port O'Connor, and he was from Kerrville, and he was a home builder. And he told me, he said, hey, you catch a lot of these skipjacks, don't you? I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, catch a lot of them. Well, he said, I offshore fish a lot, and we catch a lot of snapper. And he said, man, I use those skipjacks for bait because they're, you know, oily. And he said, boy, I love them. I love them for bait, cut them up. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll trade you. He said, you keep some of those skipjacks for me, I'll trade you axis meat for them. I said, boy, what a trade.
We're going skipjack fishing today, folks.
Oh, man. So I'd say, man, I'll text him and I'd say, all right, I got you 6 or 8 skipjacks in my freezer downstairs. And boy, I'd come home from fishing. I'd see his car. Well, first thing I did, I'd go and look in that freezer and there'd be Axis hamburger and Axis roast.
Oh, man.
I say, oh, man, what a trade.
Man,
what a
Axis
trade.
Axis burger's really good. It really is.
Oh man.
And the farther up the chain you go, you know, like elk burger and moose burger and all, it gets better and better. The more exotic the better it gets.
Oh, I'm telling you. And I had some black buck backstrap.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Boy, that was good.
Yes.
That was good. Man.
Mm-mm-mm.
Mighty good. Mighty, mighty good. But now, anyway, back to those mountain lions. Heck, I normally I don't carry a rifle with me, you know, in a blind with a customer. But I wish I had, because one day I was sitting in a stand. We got this one stand that's right on a pond. It's sitting right on the edge of a pond, and off to the left there's a sendero that goes off to the left right up a hill, and. We're sitting there, and I kind of looked off to my left up that sendero, and I said, hey, look at that cat coming down, this sendero coming to the pond. And I thought it was a big bobcat because he was probably 150 yards away, coming right on the edge of the sendero. And all of a sudden, he turned to come across the sendero, and then you could see that long tail. And I said, it's a mountain lion. Boy, I was reaching for his rifle. You know, I was going to try to
shoot
that
mountain lion.
Right,
just out of habit, right.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have but a split second, you know. I mean, they're not going to give you a long time.
Man, hunting where we do down there, that'd be the ultimate trophy, man. That'd be like shooting a 200-inch deer, you know, to get you a big cat like that. Because they're so hard to get.
Absolutely, that is the ultimate trophy. I mean, I've been hunting on this ranch here, George West, over 20 years, and I don't know of anybody shooting one. Nobody, and I usually see one or two every year. And
Blaine has sightings all the time down his way, and I've seen one down there. But you didn't have time to shoot it. Now, he had a customer out of California. He had some guys from California, 4 or 5 of them. And one of them was deer hunting. And he said this cat came out and laid in the sendera for about 5 minutes, laid in that sand, and then got up and walked off. And he could have shot it easily, but he's from California. He didn't think you could shoot him in Texas either, because you can't shoot him in California.
Yeah, we had the same deal.
How about that?
We had a guy, the same thing happened. And the guy from California, he had killed his buck. And so we put him in a stand to shoot pig. And went to pick him up and asked him if he saw any pigs. He said, no, but I saw a mountain lion. I said, what? You didn't shoot him? He said, no, he came right in front of the stand and sat there and licked himself, just kind of cleaned himself, and sat down right there in front of the stand and then got up and walked off.
Wow.
And that's the same deal. He said, oh, you can't shoot him in California. It's against
the
law.
That's a deer-eating machine right there, man.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you they are. You better know it.
That guy just said if it was asked the axis questions, their big old axis buck looking right at him. He said, I'm kicking myself for not shooting him. I'd have rolled in a heartbeat, buddy.
Man, I'm telling you.
Put it right in the old pump station.
Right
in the pump house, baby.
Take him over a whitetail any day. Yeah.
And I love their pelts, you know. You might as well get it the hide tan, too. You know, cave it out.
Oh, man. Did I send you the picture of that rug? Whitetail rug. I mean, Axis rug.
Nope.
One of my customers has a house here in town, and he's got this rug made out of 10 Axis hides.
Oh, I bet that thing's beautiful.
Oh, I'm going to send you this picture. And he's got it laying in front of his TV. And I go over to his house. I just walk around it. I just don't want to step on it.
Yeah, you don't even want to step on it. You know, it's so beautiful.
Oh, no. I told him, I said, let me tell you something. If anybody ever breaks in and steals this rug, you'll know where it is because it's going to be at my house.
Right.
I said, I guarantee you, man. I said, this is the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I've got
and in the middle of the rug,
an axis hide in my studio right here, sitting on one of my tables here on the console next to my mixer and everything. Makes for kind of breaks everything up. Looks pretty cool.
Oh, really?
I'd like to have furniture made out of it, upholstered with it. I've seen people that do that in their den rooms and their trophy rooms, and they have their furniture upholstered on their chairs like that. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, when I'm gonna find this picture and send it to you. This is the prettiest rug I've ever seen, and I mean this thing is awesome. And there's a place. In fact, I even got the card. I even took a picture of the place that made this rug for him. But it's beautiful, and the ranch manager. I showed the picture to this ranch manager's wife, and she went, oh, my God, this is the prettiest rug I've ever seen. And she's killed one axis buck. And I said, all you need is 9 more. You know, you just need 9 more. That's all. That's all. But, my goodness, what a rug. And I'm serious. I just walk around it. I just don't want to step on it. But goodness, what a pretty rug it is! But I've had a couple of chances to shoot one, and I passed it up. I was on a friend of mine's ranch, and actually at Johnson City, and we were driving around, and big old axis buck up on a hill just laying there, and I looked at that thing, and I said, no, I tell you what. I don't have freezer space big enough for him. And I said, keep him for one of your customers.
Yeah, you get a lot more meat off of axis buck than you do a whitetail, I can tell you that. They're a lot bigger.
Oh, bigger animal, yeah. I said, he's a beautiful animal, but I said, save him for one of your customers.
Yeah.
I said, I'd love to have him, and I don't have room on my wall for him. But I'd love to have him, but, man, he's a pretty animal. Yeah. But man, they are a pretty animal.
Yeah,
and then I saw another one day. Gosh, it was pretty. But they're a beautiful, beautiful animal.
Man, I miss this high fence across the street from me over here. You know that borders a whole section of land out here along the bay. And man, they had some red stags in there that would just—they'd give you a heart attack. They were so beautiful.
Oh, man.
Man, y'all, They better have security out, because these rednecks out here, buddy, they'll slip in there and shoot one of them. But they had some beautiful animals in there. I don't know where they're all at now. You'll see one every now and then that they hadn't caught or, you know, darted, you know, to, I guess they sell them. I don't know what they do with them. I even saw a couple of zebras in there one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, boy, that's something you don't see every day in Chambers County is a zebra.
Yeah. Years ago, boy, we were waiting on that shoreline up by Powderhorn.
And, oh, yeah.
We're waiting along, and you got that big bluff up there, you know, and there's a lot of access over there. And I'm waiting along, and I had some young men from Louisiana, and we're catching trout, waiting along there. And I said, hey, guys, I said, look at that big axis buck up on that bluff, and big axis up there. And this young man said, oh, my goodness. He said, do they hunt that ranch? I said, no. And I said, at that time, they didn't hunt it. I said, but it gets poached a lot. And that kid went, really? You can see it in his eyes. Boy.
Yeah, his alarm went off.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm from Louisiana. Anything goes.
That's right. You can see it in his eyes, man. I mean, boy, big old axis buck. Yeah, he can see it. I said, yeah, I see it in your eyes, buddy. Yeah. You're from Louisiana. Yeah, but they've got a lot of axis in there. You know, Parks and Wildlife bought that ranch, and they got some good animals in there. And you can draw for that ranch.
That's what I hear now. Forever nobody could hunt in there. They had all that game on it.
Right.
You know, they still draw for those hunts on Matagorda Island, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, there's been some good deer shot over there over the years.
Oh man. Well, I had a duck blind over there, and I had a great blind, boy, especially opening week, opening split. And I'll never forget, I had a couple from Port O'Connor, friends of mine, and I had them in my blind with me one day. And I'm sitting there, and I said, look at this, and a real pretty 10-point walked right out to my decoys. And, I mean, he was a pretty 10. And he just walked out to the decoys. I mean, there's some good deer over there. There really are.
There is. You talk about some tough rascals living on that island through the summer months, man. Jeez.
And mosquitoes. Oh, my goodness.
Snakes.
Snakes and mosquitoes and alligators. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some big gators over there, too, man.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But my blind I had over there, it was ideal, though. I had about 6 inches of water in front of it, and it was like walking on concrete.
Right.
So it was ideal. I mean, I pulled my airboat right up to the blind and, take everything off the airboat. But it was perfect. And the dogs didn't have to struggle. You didn't have to worry about gators. And the only thing you had to worry about was rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely had to worry about that.
That's snake country down there, man. And the farther south you go, the worse they get.
And you had to worry about getting in the blind. You had to worry about, you know.
Well, yeah, any trail going to the blind after you park your boat and you got to walk, you got to watch out, man.
And
when you get to the blind, you better light it up with a spotlight and make sure there's not one hiding in a nook or a corner or under your bench you sit on or whatever, you know, your chairs.
Well, they get up in that grass, you know, get up in the cane and stuff.
Yeah, all your cover.
Yeah, we had a woman that got bit years ago getting in the blind, and a rattlesnake had crawled up, got up in that cane and bit her on the arm as she got in the duck blind. And she almost didn't make it. You know, they got her into Port Lavaca to the hospital, but she
when you're out there in a duck blind, I mean, you're an hour away from the closest hospital at least.
Oh, more than that, yeah.
Yeah, by the time you get them in the boat and get back to the dock, get in the car, go to the, it takes a while. That's what worry about down at Blaine's. I mean, you're in the middle of, you might as well be in Africa.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's, you're far away. I mean, good grief, you know. Yeah, you're in trouble. And a big old rattlesnake. And the rattlesnakes down here are big, you know.
Yeah, they are. I sent you that picture of that 7-footer they killed this year, dove hunting, didn't they?
Yeah, you did. That was a big one.
7 feet. That's huge.
That's a big one.
I've never seen one, you know, other than that picture. I've never seen one that long. Seen some sixes and fives, a lot of fives, but never a seven. That's just giant, man.
That's a keeper.
Anaconda, man.
That is a keeper, I guarantee you. Oh, man.
There in George West, y'all got a lot of doves right now?
I don't know, because I haven't been down there in the last couple of weeks.
Man, I'm hearing it from everybody in that whole area, Blaine's Inn, all up through, you know, Cotulla and Pearsall and out towards Carrizo Springs and all through there. There's just so early, too. It's early in the year for this many doves to be there. I mean, millions of them. Everywhere you look, they're flying or sitting somewhere.
Well, see, I don't see that here. Usually you'll see that about the second or third norther that comes in. Mm-hmm. It pushes them in. And we used to go out and hunt on the peninsula, Matagorda Peninsula. And there's old runways out there. And, boy, the sunflowers would be, you know, 6 feet, 6 or 7 feet high. And, oh, my goodness, we used to really pop some doves out there. So we had some good hunts. But there again, a lot of rattlesnakes out there.
Yeah. Well,
so you had to,
wherever you have a lot of birds like quail and dove and everything else, you're always going to have a lot of snakes. Always.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had to be really careful. Yeah. You don't just go over and reach down and grab a dove.
No.
No, you gotta be careful.
You might get more than you bargained for.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lynn. Well, hey, man, good luck on you're leaving today to go down?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna finish loading my truck and
yeah, we'll stay in touch. Hope y'all have some good hunts. We got some good weather coming anyway, so that'll help.
Yeah, I see that. See, we got some weather.
So coming tonight.
The deer should move. Here.
Yes, sir. Get them rolling. Maybe that rut will kick off for you in that area.
I've got a management hunter, and
cool.
I don't think he'll have any trouble getting his animals.
No, I don't believe so. All right, buddy. No. Well, Lynn, throw out a number. Somebody wants to come fish with you or go hunting with you. Give them some info.
Yes, sir. And get me at 361-935-6833.
All right, Lynn. Hey, have a good weekend. Enjoy the talk, and I'll talk to you next week, buddy. Be safe.
Sounds good, man. You have a good one, Mick.
Later, dog. All right. All right, that's Captain Lynn Smith in Port O'Connor. Time for our top of the hour break and national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Geddith with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.